Her name was Mary. Her husband's name was Joseph. And she gave birth to the temple of God, the body of God. God as a baby. God had come unbelievably close. From the journey that was all the way from mankind blown apart from God to this moment right here. And we could hug his neck. And we could listen to his voice. Punch a button, Wayne, if you would. God drew, say the C word, closer. Punch it again for me. Keep going. The sanctuary that had been built with the temple had now become, Wayne, if you would again, the sanctuary of the presence of God. I'm spiritually lusting again. What do you think Jesus' voice sounded like? What do you think it would have felt like to be hugged by God? To have Jesus lay his hands on you? To be able to touch his robe, kiss his feet? God had finally moved all this way close enough that we could touch him and hug him. And guess what we did? Beat him and whipped him and mocked him and killed him. Now let me ask you a simple question. If this is a movie, because we think in movies, and you're watching a movie, and God, omnipotent and all-powerful, sovereign and holy God, has slowly moved and moved and moved and moved and moved and moved and moved until finally we're back here again. Finally, and he walks with me. We're finally in the garden again. We're finally, here we are, God and us, together again. And mankind says, that's it. And he kills God. He puts him on a cross. He stakes him up after beating and whipping him. And you're watching the movie. This is the point of my kids in the movie call the "Oh, dude" moment. The "Oh, dude" moment is when the bad guys finally get up in the face of the good guy and do the wrong thing. If you ever kill Sylvester Stallone's wife in a movie, you are dead. If you ever ransom and kidnap Harrison Ford's son in a movie, you are toast. There is no hope for you.